Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio is Pastor Ken Keltner, and we have two guests, Eddie and Luis. You guys are going to be sharing your testimony, Eddie, and then, Luis, you got an exciting story you want to share with us, so we're glad that you all are in the studio with us and have something exciting to share.
This is father and son.
Father and son.
Correct.
So, Eddie, you grew up in the Dominican Republic, is that correct?
That is correct.
And tell us a bit about your background.
Yes, I come from the Dominican Republic, specifically from a town named San Pedro de Macorís. I come from a big family, more than 19 brothers in total.
Yeah. 19 brothers
and sisters.
Did you play baseball?
I used just a little bit. That's the town of the baseball. That's a big town. That's San Pedro. Yes.
Well, with all those brothers, what did they make you get up there in the batter's box and while they were trying to learn how to pitch and they were hitting you?
My father always wanted to get one of my brothers to be to get like
a major league contract.
Yeah, four of them they just failed. And with me, my father just wanted me to be a boxer. I didn't want because I was too afraid to fight.
Oh, he wanted you to be a boxer?
Yeah, because he said that I had like a big box. Like here, man.
Your shoulders and everything. Yeah,
correct. But it didn't work.
So, did you try boxing?
No, not really. I just tried like some running, you know.
When his sisters were chasing him, he would practice running.
Well, you probably had to do a little bit with that many brothers. There had to been some scuffles at some
Learned
point.
To fight. Yes. Yeah.
So, did you spend all of your childhood, teenage years there?
That is correct.
Okay.
So what brought you to the States?
Yes, it was an opportunity from the company I worked there in the Dominican Republic. Then I got an opportunity to be transferred in 2008.
Okay. And so did you know English when you were transferred, or have you learned English since you've gotten here to the States?
Yes, I learned English there since I was in high school. I took classes, additional classes is what you normally do there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had the opportunity to work in the industrial free zone where you could practice mainly by, you know, talking by phone with people from the States.
Right,
that's where I more or less could practice.
Well, your English is good and your Spanish is good.
Oh, thank you.
I know you work in our Hispanic ministry here at Brookside.
So that's correct.
You do
that's
a
correct.
Lot of preaching. And do you sing too?
I don't.
You don't sing?
No, I have tried though now, yeah.
Luis, you're around the house. I mean, do you hear your dad singing in the shower?
I hear him singing in the shower. It's irritating and funny. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Only as a son can say it. Eh?
We better change the topic here right away. Did you grow up in a Christian home, Eddie?
Yeah, that was not the case. My mother used to go to a church when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
But there were some issues with my father because he was not happy about that. And my mother stopped going to church when I was young. And But I was not raised in a Christian home.
Okay.
Per se. Yeah.
So when you came to the States, you were not a believer?
I was a believer because yes. When I was finishing college at the age of 22.
Okay.
There was a lady that stopped me and just looked directly to my eyes. And she just said, Christ loves you.
Mm.
That just hit me just strongly.
So you were in college.
I was.
Were you on the campus or leaving, or were you just in town or what?
I was just in the library, just walking around the library. And that lady just told me, she just looked at me and said,
Christ loves you.
Loves you. I mean, love means it. That just hit me so hard.
Wow. Yeah.
And I just kept on running from that lady for 1 year, but could not forget that any single day. And I just had to look for that lady after 1 year. And I went to her house and asked her, can you tell me what you were telling me that day 1 year ago?
A year ago.
And she remembered?
Yeah. Oh. And she just opened her Bible, and she opened her Bible in Ezekiel. She started to read from Ezekiel, and I could not understand a word. I just felt that something was burning inside me.
Wow.
And that was, but I did not go to the church she was going at that time.
Yeah.
I just asked to a friend of mine from college that she used to invite me to another church.
Yeah.
And then I asked her, could you invite me to your church this Sunday?
Could you invite me to your church?
Again, yeah.
I wish we had a lot more of that going on, Pastor Greg, here in America.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, I know the Lord was doing something with me, and I felt that I had no option, no choice but to go to church. Mm-hmm. I was so afraid as well because I normally had a – I was afraid to die. I was afraid to go to hell. I remember one time reading the Bible, I opened it, and I found it in Proverbs chapter 10, 24. I think it says that what the wicked is fearful, it will come to him. Something like that. I don't remember the version. Yeah. Just close the Bible immediately. This is that for me.
Yeah. So, I don't want to read that book.
Yeah. Was it someone else then that shared the gospel with you and that you understood then what Christ had done on the cross? And
yeah, what happened is I went to that church that Sunday, to the church that my friend was going. Mm-hmm. They were preaching the gospel that Sunday. I raised my hand and came to my house to my mother in a very shy voice. Mom, I converted. And she said, oh, good for you. But it was 3 months after that I really understood it. Because I was talking with one of the brothers at the church, and I was explaining, well, I'm sure I'm going to heaven because I am being very faithful coming to the church 2 times per week. No, he said, what? He got surprised. And he showed with me Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Yeah. And that was like something came out of my eyes. So I just got it like 3 months after that.
Okay. That heaven's a free gift.
Yes.
And because of what Jesus did, you can live eternally with him one day.
Correct.
I remember the day I made that decision, Eddie. Amen. And that is the greatest decision.
Amen. You know, guys, we have some people that maybe listening to our broadcast this morning that have not yet themselves made that decision. Would you call it the most important decision in life?
Definitely it is. It was for me.
Yeah.
It was me. It changed completely my life, and I could say that I then started to see life in full color.
Full color.
Yes, yes. I was so amazed, and I was not afraid of dying.
Okay.
I could enjoy the Bible. I could understand the Bible now.
Right.
Now I really enjoy when it was raining. And with strong lightning and thunder.
No fear.
No fear. I just enjoy it because now I knew who was doing that.
Right.
I really enjoy that.
Right.
You're probably right, Pastor Greg. I mean, someone could be driving over there by the zoo interchange right now. And, I mean, you would be fearful of your life. You don't even know what lane you're supposed to take now. And yet life could be over so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right. What was your major in college, Eddie?
It was assistant engineer.
Okay.
Computer science.
And who do you work for here in the States?
It's a Rockwell Automation.
Okay, so you work downtown?
I work downtown, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, downtown Milwaukee.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
In the Dominican Republic, it was about 9 years, and then here, like eight.
Eight.
Okay.
Yes. Were you married when you came here?
Yes, we were married. Married in 1998. Yes.
Your wife's name is?
Dolly.
Dolly. Was she the one who invited you to the church, or that you said?
No, it was another friend of ours.
Okay.
A common friend.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
And has Dolly been a believer for a long time?
Yes, longer time than myself. Right. Yes.
And so how many children now?
We have two. Luis is, because you're so fast. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at Luis. He's about as tall as I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Teenage years.
You have become involved in our Hispanic ministry. How did you hear about Brookside?
We were visiting another church when we came here for the first 6 months.
Okay.
But there was no Hispanic ministry in that church.
Uh-huh.
And my wife was really eager for us to find a church with a Hispanic ministry.
Sure.
Went online and found the church.
Oh, okay.
Came one Sunday, and my wife so loved the church.
Yeah.
And someone was preaching, and someone said, and we were just visiting, just checking.
Right, right.
But someone said, okay, we have a book. If someone wants to take it to bring it next week, we can lend it to that person. My wife just raised her hand. So we were hooked. I mean, we had to come.
Yeah, and come back the next Sunday and bring the book back. Yeah.
And she just told me, you are not taking me out of this church. That same Sunday. She was so happy. Yes.
That's fantastic.
Well, you guys have been a great blessing to us.
You.
I guarantee you
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
That is so neat. You are not taking me out of this church.
Yeah, she was so happy, and I really love it. I had my concern and doubt and things like that, but I have learned so much, and I'm so glad that I stayed.
Oh, yeah.
I've been so blessed being in this church.
Now, do you work with many Hispanic folks?
Not really.
No.
I have a few friends there that even one that came from the Dominican Republic company, but normally it's everybody from here.
Right.
Or from India.
Yeah, any of them from Dominican that are you know, I'm sure you've invited them to come to church with. Any opportunities there as far as the gospel of some of these folks?
In the company, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a friend there, but she was going to a different church, and she has come here also, but some circumstances, for some reason, she has not been able to keep coming.
We have been talking to folks in various recordings about different nationalities, and it's like the Lord has brought numbers of nationalities to our own city for us to reach. It's kind of like a mission field that God's brought here, and he's saying, okay, you're responsible for them too.
Correct.
Not just
correct.
Sending people around the world,
right.
but I'm sending them to you. What are you going to do with that opportunity?
Correct. That's the case. That's the case.
Yeah. Louise, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. You were sharing before we started the broadcast that you've got a special love, and that's to do what?
To write books and make stories of my own.
Write books and make stories. Yeah. At 14?
Yeah.
Already had one published, too, right?
Yeah, a short one, but it was fun to write. I kind of started it when I was more or less 11,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of went on from there. And then, I've had fun doing it.
So if somebody's listening, and it's sci-fi, right? You're into sci-fi, right?
Yeah, mainly sci-fi.
But it's sci-fi with good endings and wholesome language and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody wanted to get, what's the name of the book again?
War Drone.
War Drone, okay.
Where could they get that book?
Currently we're using a system called Rose Dog Books that you can't get the book in a bookstore, but you can order it online or as an ebook. And they would be able to get that book.
From where now?
Rose Dog.
Just Rose Dog Books?
Or Dorrance and Company Publishers, which are like the main branch. And Rose Dog is the secondary branch that helps authors who are starting out.
Now, is that .com?
.com. Yeah.
They can also get the book on Amazon or the other.
Yeah. Oh, Amazon.com, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many pages is the book?
Pages on the War Drone is 172, so it's a pretty good size. And like I said before, like with sci-fi, I like it a lot, but there's always that problem that there's not a lot of it out there that you can actually read. So I guess, you know, God's telling me I'm the one to be able to do it. I can have part in that. So
it's really neat the way the Lord impresses different things on different people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I would never have thought of that, but there are probably millions of people that are into sci-fi and they're wanting to read something good. Where are they going to find it? And so we are speaking to a budding artist here. So before you leave, I want to get your autograph here. 10 years from now, I'll sell it and then I can retire. Right? But friends, we have been talking to Eddie and Luis, his son. And it's exciting to see how God works His wonderful works wherever we are, wherever in the world we are. And Eddie, the lady that says to you, God loves you. Young man, God loves you. You know what? Each one of us can say that to somebody today, can't we? Folks, join us again in a couple of days. Until then, may the Lord bless you in an awesome, awesome way.